We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm JJ Grishnick Parsons. It's Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. Tomorrow, join Tristan Atone at the Spurlock Museum at 5:30 p.m. to talk about land-grant universities. Land-grant universities is an investigation of how the U.S. funded universities with stolen indigenous land. Atone will be discussing the founding of the land-grant university system and systematic destruction in colonial institutions. The talk connects the violence on indigenous territories to the erasure of indigenous people in American institutions. To discuss these topics, join Atone at the Knight Auditorium in Spurlock Museum. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Raíces y Alas, or Roots and Wings food drive and fashion show will take place Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Siebel Center for Design. The event will include a live DJ and free food samples, with the goal of celebrating Latino culture and providing for Chicago youth facing food insecurity. WPGU News correspondent Grace Avila sat down with Jonathan Jacome, main event organizer and senior in business.
I was taking a business 401 class, so that is really like business on purpose. I believe it's not just a slogan or a logo we put on shirts or in the school, but it's actually something that we kind of live out every day. How can we have something of a celebration of culture, but at the same time having it for a good cause and helping those are in need?
The inspiration for the event stems from Jacome's own experience with underrepresented communities in the Chicago area.
My mom is actually a teacher in Chicago, so they don't have a food bank or somewhere to place their perishable goods, so we want to make sure that those students have what they need.
For Jacome, running an event like this could only happen with support from the same community he's trying to celebrate.
I didn't think there was an event like this, especially for the Geese community, the Latino community, so that we could come together and stuff like that, and making sure we're celebrating all voices too. Shout out to my team.
Raíces y Alas is free for all to attend, and attendees are encouraged to bring non-perishable goods for the food drive. Finishing off with sports, Illinois baseball opened its first home game of the season yesterday afternoon against Butler, the earliest home game in program history. The game opened off strong, with Butler scoring 3 runs and the Illini scoring 5 in the first inning. Butler was able to run away to a 10-5 lead by the 6th inning, and Illinois ultimately wasn't able to complete a comeback, dropping the game 10-8. The game was added to the schedule on short notice last week due to favorable weather conditions. Previously, the earliest game at Illinois Field was on February 25th last year. The Illini fell to 1-3 on the season and hit the road to close out the month with the Coastal Carolina Tournament and Greenville, South Carolina Tournament. The next Illini home game is scheduled for March 3rd, with Illinois taking on Eastern Illinois at 6 p.m. WPGU News is brought to you in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts and the First Hip Hop Convene, which will take place February 25th through the 28th. Visit krannertcenter.com for more information. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kyler Bowie, Grace Avila, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, this has been JJ Grishnick Parsons.